Welcome to the James Keenly Show, the show committed to your personal growth, living a life you love and living it powerfully. From relationships to work issues to your kids and recovery, whatever it is, we want to talk about it. And now, here's your personal life coach, James Keenly.
Hello, everybody. I'm James Keenly. Welcome to the James Keenly Show. I'm James Keenly, your host, and we're so glad to have you here on our second show. With me today is producer Stacy. Hi, Stacy. She's going to be in a little bit later and talk to us. And we have that wonderful announcing voice, Shelly, that you just heard. Announcer Shelly is here. Hi, Shelly.
Hi, James. I'm so proud to be here. Yes, I am.
And we're happy to have Shelly here. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is a show that's absolutely committed to you living a life you love and living it extraordinarily. We want to take you from being stuck, frustrated in any area of your life, especially the two big areas, romance or finance.
Yes.
And help you really live a life you love.
How are you going to do that, James? Because I need so much help.
Anyway, Shelly, don't ask me. This is my first show live. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Shelly, actually, one of the things we want to talk about is we are going live for the very first time.
Yes.
And I want to say that I'm a little nervous because I didn't know. Stacy, why are we going live? I didn't want to do it. For the love of God, why are we doing this?
It's good for you.
Yes, exactly. So
it's a challenge.
We wanted to go live. And the reason we wanted to go live, I saw Stacy walking in here. I thought she wanted to say something. Is that
we just want to make it a better life for those listening.
Exactly.
And you can do it, James.
And we can do it. And we're going to do it. Actually, I want to live an unreasonable life, Shelly. I really do. I don't want to do what scares me. I want to do what scares me. You know, I can either sit on the sidelines until I get all the rules of the game and then get into the game and then we never jump into the game and then it's too late. It's over. You know, or I can just get in, put on the chin strap and do it.
But the sidelines are so safe, James.
Nah, no playing
it's
safe.
So safe.
No, that's playing small.
Me likey the safe.
We're going to work with Shelly. Seriously, 10 or 12 years and we're going to have a little problem.
But donuts taste so good going down. They're safe.
Well, you know what? One of the reasons, Shelly, that we all play safe is that we're all so busy being our own PR company. You know, we're all so busy trying to look good, afraid of looking bad, you know? We'd rather be impressive than helpful. You know, and the thing is, I just want to take the shot. I want to get on. I have no idea how it's going to turn out. If the show is good, we want to hear from you. Call us at 877-590-KTIE. And if you don't like the show, well,
tell us anyway.
We want to hear about it anyway.
Yeah. And girls, James is hot. I just think you should know that. He is a babe.
Wow, Shelly. Shelly just went from being our guest announcer to our permanent full-time announcer.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? One of the reasons I want to talk about why we're doing this show and the whole reason we're doing this is for you to feel, be, and live that extraordinary life. We are absolutely committed to getting the point across that everything you think, say, and do makes a difference. It really does. And, you know, we'd ask the question, really, why are you unhappy? If you're unhappy, now I know not all of you are unhappy, but in most areas, in some areas, most of us, would you say are a little unhappy?
I think everybody's a little bit unhappy.
I think so, too. I think so.
If you're happy, then what's the purpose of living? I mean, if you're completely 100% happy, I don't believe that's possible.
Well, the thing is, I think you're right. I think if you're not completely happy, but the thing is, you can. The reason why we don't go for what we want to go for is because of that old voice, the old voices, you know, that we make the past mean what it doesn't have to mean. The past has nothing to do with the future. And that's what we're curious about here is what makes you unhappy? I mean, what's got you frustrated? What's got you stuck? Stopped? Are you angry? You know, maybe you're just plain mean or miserable. Maybe you're not. But see, usually what is it? Something it's either our wife or our kids or our husband or our jobs. Like I said earlier, it's usually romance, finance, maybe depression, addiction. Or I always, Shelly, you know what I always hear?
What?
James, you know, it's just the way it is. That's life. That's just how I am. That's just who I am. I can't help it. Nah, that's crap. That's baloney.
You think people can change?
Absolutely.
Do you think I can get rid of this fat roll? Because that makes me incredibly unhappy.
Does it?
Yes.
Let's work on that. Absolutely. Who are you being? Why are you not getting rid of the fat roll? What's got you stuck? What's got you stopped? See, but what I'm suggesting is... What am I suggesting, Story?
You're suggesting that we try to make our lives a better place to be. But how are we going to do that by not sitting on the sidelines?
Well, you know,
right?
Here's a perfect example. Why can't you get rid of that fat roll? Because you're running a game. It's doing the same thing, a constant behavior with a chronic complaint. I'm not working out, but I can't get rid of this fat roll. I'm not doing this, but I'm not. And what it is, the payoff is never in the complaint. The payoff is in the validation of you're either justifying that somebody's right or they're wrong. This may make you're justifying or invalidating somebody else. I'm justifying. You know what? See, somebody told me I'm going to be fat. I'm not attractive. See, I'm fat. I'm making them right. I'm wrong.
My mother.
There you go.
Oh my gosh. It's my mother's fault. This fat roll is my mother's fault. It's all her fault. James.
I have a Greek aunt that contributes to my fat roll. She never eat.
You're Greek?
I am. Half Greek.
Yasutikanis?
Yeah, Kalaf, Karasto. Yeah, my father, who's gone, we're going to talk about parents today. My father was Irish and my mother was Greek.
Okay.
They didn't get along very well.
They didn't?
No, we're going to talk about it. They divorced when I was very, very young, and they always had that arguing going on that puts the kids against each other. But he did say something that he used to say that he was the Irish, she was the Greek. I got his eyes and my mother's mustache.
Yeah. Oh, the Greeks have mustaches. especially the
it's
women.
It's not true. We don't want to get any emails from I love Greeks. My mother was Greek. My aunt's Greek. They're beautiful women.
Thank God for waxing.
That was funny. Okay, but here's what I want to suggest. Okay. Something's got us stuck. I can't help it. That's just the way I am. That's the past. You know what? Let me just suggest that that's not true, okay? That's a story. That's just a voice in our head, right? That's
right.
Just the voice in our head. Try this on for just 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay? Charlie, try this on with me.
All right.
That you are really happy